Okay, gotcha. No, it's good because it just plugs into your USB thing and you can run the file real quick. It's clever. Good, good. You're on, man.
Okay. All right.
So we were kind of talking a little bit about retention mostly.
Yeah, retention.
And then, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So things I've done as the area that I'm in Bermuda, I'm occupying an old school. It was an old educational school called the Barclay Institute, and the building was derelict. Well, I wouldn't say derelict, but they were using it. It was derelict, and so instead of them having a building that's not going to be used anymore, that was ready. Licensed to be for schools, they created a culture center. And at the culture center, they have dance schools, a lot of dance schools in Bermuda. And I'm the only martial art guy in that culture center. And so what I'm doing is that my school is occupying different classrooms. So we have one classroom, and then I just took on another lease. And I'm the only school that's spending in the recession.
Right.
So I'm on the lucky guys. Everyone else is downsized. I've taken over. There was a pottery place. You guys have a lot of potteries where they paint or that pottery stuff. Well, she downsized, and I'm going into her spot. We actually halved it off. So that's where I am there. So what I do in that area, I put up a summer camp banner I got from Century. And that seemed to get a lot of, I didn't have to put my telephone number on there because we had the signs all over the place. So I did that to drive the summer camp thing. For our retention, one of the great things, a lot of my own students came to my summer camp this year. Last year, we were brand new. So we had a lot of new students came in. But this year, we've actually been able to do our own students in the summer camp with maybe... and also about 50 new students. So I think we did very good to even get our, because usually on the summer camp, our martial arts students go somewhere else to visit some other camps.
Right.
But they stay with me, all right? So some of the retention, one of the things that I really did well for my retention in the martial arts classes is instead of, we do a lot of games and so forth, but one of the things that I really did a lot of retention for the students, and they got a big aha, was developing the martial art technique around a life skill or word, like a word a week. Mm-hmm. You know, we would say, you know, something like, you know, focus or self-control. And if I'm developing a technique for the day, and in jiu-jitsu we can develop a technique all different ways, where we can say, you know, what weight could you get out of this technique? Well, he left all his food here. But so what we'll do is on the retention piece is ask a student, you know, what weight would you get out of this technique or transfer it into, like, for instance, let's say for instance we're doing a guard or something like that, or a guard sweep. And then you put it in a word of the week, tie it all in, and the parents are watching, the children are listening to it. We say, let's say for instance, you didn't do your spelling homework or something like that there, and you got a bad result on your test or you got a low result on your test. You put yourself in a situation where you could have did better. So when you're in a guard position, you're on the bottom. Somehow you got on the bottom, and how can we reverse that? You know, so how can you reverse your spelling test, your homework test, or whatever, by studying more? How could you reverse this position by learning how to get out of this position more? Those things there, I found out that's what increases retention heavy in terms, because I end up creating a life skill within the technique, and that actually helps the parent to say, you know, geez, that's why I'm coming here all the time. So I'm always selling from the floor, all the time. I'm always selling the leadership program, because and the children, I don't have a leadership program where it's separate. I've always had my leadership program, and sometimes that could be other things I probably have a hand on in the end. But I have my black belt club members, they're dressed in their black uniforms. and my basic programs in white uniforms. But I'm always upselling, you know, the reason why they need to be leadership program through those techniques. And then I put the leadership stuff within the training, so that's what helps to keep my retention really, really high. You know, the games and stuff is fine. I mean, you know, the games, it keeps them laughing, keeps them moving. But I find sometimes I don't have any games, because the games are all in the technique. They're having that much fun. Sometimes you forget to have the games, you know. And what are the things I do for the retention? Retention, you know, we do the stripes. Also with the stripes, we also do stripes not just for martial arts, but we also do, you know, for stripes for education. Stripes if they do soccer, or soccer is huge in Bermuda. I mean, I think it's a retarded phenomenon in Bermuda, right? Because in soccer, you don't get paid to do it. You know, the children are not going to transfer from like in the States, you can become a pro. In Bermuda, you can't be a pro. It's just too small. So I have a great window of opportunity in terms of how can soccer change into something. I mean, martial arts, this could change into that education, go away to college, and, you know, ties in what you're saying with the guy who's able to find a collegiate program. Mm-hmm. I think that's perfect. It ties in really, really well with that. So, you know, but I think over the years, you know, people in Bermuda have a tendency to do sports with no sort of vision down the line of where it's going to go. So with the martial art piece, we've been able to tie in that when you put your child into this program, it's going to take them further than just martial art piece.
Yeah, the thing that, well, number one, what you're saying is, originally, your first point was that, it's what you said in the call, too, is that retention does start in the classroom. Right? I mean, that's where it's got to start, right? And if you're not always selling from the floor, then you're never selling, right? I mean, obviously that's a huge point number one, and it's something we all need to keep in the front of our mind, and especially in the front of our instructor's mind, right? You've always got to be selling.
Right.
And here's how you got to believe in it too. I mean, look, this thing here, right? What we just did in the last couple of hours, right? Ain't no way in hell you can accomplish that with sending somebody an envelope of stuff, right? I mean, you just can't. It's got to be this kind of thing. It's got to be where you've got guys who are already sharp, who are already going to go do something,
right.
who kind of have, like, all they need is a point in the right direction, and you show them a couple of tools, and they get it, right? See, that's not, right, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm not always upselling this thing, then I'm doing them a disservice, because if we get them in the room, look what we could accomplish with them today.
Right.
Right? So I mean, that's number one. And then number two is, the one thing that you do have that's unique from anybody else in the room is that there is a different culture there.
Yeah.
Right? What he's doing in Bermuda with students in Bermuda, no one is doing in Bermuda.
Exactly, yeah.
Nobody is doing this type of a program. Nobody is doing, I mean, you know, literally the nearest martial arts school, the nearest price martial arts school is like 60 or 70 bucks a month over there.
Yeah, it is.
And
yeah.
Nobody's doing contract. No, nobody's doing any of this stuff, right? So you do have an interestingly unique position. But all the same principles still apply.
Or the same principles still apply.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's right. You made the statement, you enrolled 50 students last month.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm thinking to myself, by listening to him and the concepts and hearing about what he's got to work against, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just wake up in the morning and apply, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
Of this stuff.
Exactly.
That explains how he can get 50 students in a single month. I mean,
well, he's got some significant issues.
No, I don't doubt that he does. But still, you know, he doesn't have to clutter to break through. He's got built-in challenges, fair enough.
Right.
I mean, he's got things unique to.
Exactly.
Living in a country that would fit 20 of them inside of San Antonio. Right. You know?
Exactly, yeah.
But
at the same time,
who he's going up against. I mean, like you're saying, what's the future of soccer?
Well,
what's the future of England as far as...
You're right. Unfortunately, the biggest challenge he's got, which he's figured out how to crack the code of, which is what I think is useful here, is see now, everybody's mindset over there, they've never seen anyone.
Right.
Right.
So this is all, like, he's got to reprogram it from the minute which is what we ought to, right? Mm-hmm. See, our folks think in terms of soccer, baseball, and football, 3 months, 3 months, they think right. dance, right?
Right.
So
right.
we got to fix that. But see, his folks think completely different. You know, they don't know, they've never heard of any of this stuff. So he's got the same challenge.
Yeah, I got the same challenge, yeah.
It's like the story when I was in Malaysia, you know, he talked about, the Frenchman and the Englishman, you know, they mm-hmm. sell shoes, right? They go to Africa, the Frenchman goes over there and writes back to his home company. What the hell did you send me over here for? Ain't nobody over here wears shoes. Come
right.
on.
Right.
And the Englishman calls back, my God, you sent me to those mother load. Nobody over here is wearing shoes.
Shoes,
exactly
right.
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 It's exactly right. It's exactly right. It's exactly
yeah.
Right.
I mean, I got a lot of children that play soccer. I mean, they play soccer, and a lot of girls do the dancing thing. I mean, it drives them crazy. But I have a lot of girls in my program because now we're maybe having that much of an effect on the market that I have the lady who does the dance saying that we got something that's related. I mean, we do. It's the footwork and everything. So I'm picking up a lot of people. But the thing is that where I'm having the resistance is going to be on the change, on the older guys, you know. Because the thing is, what I did first is, I mean, the first thing that I did first, one of the things I did first, which helped with the retention, is I got trained by the inheritor small circle, just in Brazil. I had a guy that basically, the guy that taught me first, it was a scam. So we wanted to get it right in Bermuda. This guy basically, I trained for 5 years and claimed that he did small circuits. He never did it. So I went to Boston, and so I actually trained with the guru small circuit. Even though he's old school, he don't know nothing about this stuff. But I have a great lineage behind me, and that was what really helps with the retention, because I went away, I trained with the best guy. I still train with him. So I have a great lineage. I think people still have a tendency to look at the lineage still. You know, yeah, that's the credential. So when they see this guy's inheritor small circle jiu-jitsu, that creates a retention as well. Even if I did everything wrong, it still creates a retention, you know. But with this stuff here, I basically changed the perception that martial arts doesn't sit with soccer, it doesn't sit with baseball, softball. I've actually created where it sits right in with their education. Now the schools are looking at me and saying, you know, this school is great with this program. I'm rating with the school system now. So it's no longer an activity. I fought that for a while. I'm still fighting it. You know, we're still changing the frame of how parents think of martial arts. You know, some people think that, you know, that martial arts is still, you know, brute. Even the churches, you know, we have. But that's because martial arts has a history in Bermuda. It was taught by the wrong guy, so I'm changing that. So I have a blessing, and at the same time, I have a curse that I'm still fighting. So all this stuff here really, really helps me in the retention stuff. So I'm changing the perception of martial arts with the help of NATMA. So that was, and the stripe system is a brilliant thing that we've done. You know, that has helped, because we have the honor system that Toby mentioned. I used it as soon as I went back, and the parents jumped in one time. I got the children competing against each other. I mean, they're not really competing against each other, but they're not on the count. And one time I was in the graduation, and I said, how many of them have like 5 or 6? All of them put their hand up. Even though they didn't have it. You know, some people had 9, some people had 10, some people had 12. You know.
Let's back up for half a second, because you mentioned something a minute ago that we kind of glossed over about the lineage and the resume, you know, basically, right? Like your credentials. See, like to a prospect, none of that makes any difference.
Right.
And some of the folks kind of like forget that there's a big gray line. There's a huge line between the prospect and the student, right?
Exactly.
The student needs to know all that stuff.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Like in Charles School, he's got all of the
right.
masters, I'd assume, photos up on the wall, and the grandmaster's
right.
photo on the side, and
right.
the thing, and the logos, and all that stuff. See, to a student, all that stuff is hugely
right.
important, right? To a prospect, it's totally irrelevant,
right?
Right. So
exactly.
you have to draw that big line. There.
Exactly.
So that's a big deal. I mean, that's
yeah.
a big deal. You being the first generation to the guy
right,
and all
exactly.
that stuff, they need to hear those stories all the time.
Right.
You know, people, the macro concept of that is that with all these coaching relationships, all these coaching type things, and virtually anything you do, Robbins talks about this all the time. Anthony Robbins talks about it all the time. People buy for content.
Mm.
Right? They make the buying decision because they have to like you. but they buy because they think that the thing that you're going to give them
right.
solves the problem.
Right.
But they stay for relationship. Right? So they buy for content, they stay for relationship. So the reason people initially made the buying decision was I want X outcome, I agree it's worth X, I think you're a good guy, I believe you.
Right.
Right? But once you're there, it's like the watch. You know, once you're there and you've been there for a while.
Exactly.
See, the reason they really stay isn't because they still want X. They still do. Mm-hmm. But the reason they stay is because of the relationship they created with you or the perception of a relationship they have in a bigger thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So your association thing, you know, your lineage right. thing. Probably the best, well, it might not be a good example, but a good example of that would be like the ATA culture, the culture that ATA has set up, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, they all wear the same uniform. They've all, like, I'm not sure how to describe it, but inherent in every one of the schools, they all have the same color gear, they have the same thing on their patches, they have the right. same this,
right.
they have the same that. It's all part of the team. They're all part of the same thing. See, that's this big community they build, right? And see, that's huge. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
If it's small circle jiu-jitsu, or right. it's Kung Fu Soul, or it's taekwondo, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But whatever it is, you've got to get them to anchor themselves into something bigger than themselves and something
right.
bigger than you.
Right.
No matter who you are. You can be the Grand Master, but that doesn't matter. They still have to be anchored into something bigger than the sum of the parts, right?
Exactly.
You know, why do we stay in church, right?
Exactly.
Well, it's not necessarily the preacher, although he's the one that got us there, probably, right? But it's because we're anchored into the bigger vision, the bigger deal. So that's huge. I mean, that's not to be undersold. I mean, if you don't have things every day, like you guys have all sorts of, you walk out of the school and you've got, like, culture on you.
Exactly.
You've got it's oozing on you. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? And that's a great thing. You
uh-huh.
know, when they do uh-huh. the bow, they say the style, right?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, all those little things like that. You know, ATA does the same thing, by the way. When they bow, they say ATA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's, you know, many hands make light work.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little teeny thing that adds up to a whole hell of a lot at the end of the day.
Especially with the vision that it reinforces constantly with your staff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Everybody.
Feel like, my staff feel like it's a mission. It's not a job, it's a mission.
It's a mission, exactly.
Look, I'll tell you this right now. You know, Kennedy's deal is, you know, 30 grand a year, right? 35 grand a year, or something like that, right? And, you know, one out of four meetings a year, you don't get much from them, right? I mean, that might be an over-exaggeration, because I got to tell you. You walk out of every one of them, your head's ready to explode, right? But there's a relationship there, too, you know? And part of that relationship is you've got guys that are all solving similar problems, right? And whether it's tangible or not tangible, part of that is you want to be around those types of guys. And you need to be around those types of guys. And you know that you need to be around those types of guys. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So part of it was content, but also a big part of it was relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not really to be underestimated
right.
or under maximized.
Yeah.
So if you're on your own, if you're an orphan, right? If you're
right.
Jonathan, I think you're kind of like an orphan, right? Yeah, Jonathan's an orphan. Great example. No, you're the cardio merit, right? So John's like an orphan, right? So John doesn't really have like a grandmaster, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really have like a martial arts association, right, so to speak. So were I would certainly anchor him into maybe the NAPA message or something like that. I don't know, but which we should think about how to do that. But you got to build something bigger, even if it's just perception. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the
right.
style was, or
exactly.
June 3 lineage, the Tiger,
yeah,
whatever lineage it is. You got to be teaching about that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because they really anchor themselves into it.
They go solid.
It's not just about you, it's about more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really useful.
It is, yeah.
Really
it
useful.
Is, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, good. So
yeah.
You had stripes and stuff.
Yeah, so yeah.
I mean, I hate to keep going back to macro,
but
that's it.
That's number one. That's number one. Because what I found from my from the retention and referrals is that when they, and the other thing that really kept up on my retention is me keeping myself tuned to training on my own, where I kept developing myself. So when I come into class, I teach a class, that's the leadership piece. You know, I'm coming in and I'm leading. So then the parents say, hey, you know what? This is the real deal. This is what I see here. So that's what keeps the retention and it keeps them. And at the end, now the thing that keeps the retention, I have a lady, a little girl in the class. She's going to be an actress because she's really worked with Harrison Ford. She's a little model. That's I'm Krista Doran. Krista Doran, you know, Kira. She always reminds the other class, hey, student creed, right? So we do the student creed and everything. And then we after we do the student creed, we all clap. You know, we get them riled up, and we get the class really, really high and hyper. Which I'm sure you guys really do that. But this is what I do here. This is a whole new concept. It's not a whole new concept, but it's just that the martial arts, the way it was presented, it was wrong. So this is where it gives me a lead in. So I do the student creed. We do the words. What I usually do is I mention this is the I just pick it.